NYMPD. Back in seventh grade, I was selling CDs. It's HotNow37, HotNow37.com. It's Friday. That means we talk to my man, Matt Zayas, man. Always helping you out, answering a lot of questions you guys have. But right now, you guys are giving something back to the community, man. You guys got this virtual concert going on. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so for the past 12 years, we've been doing a free concert for the Hartford, the community in Hartford. We call it the Rumba Festival.
The Rumba Festival?
Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard of Rumba. It's a Latin sound, essentially, that originated back in Cuba in the late 1800s. It actually came from the slaves that came over, that were brought over to Cuba in Africa by the Spaniards. And so the slaves brought their rhythms, and they, you know, they have a lot of, obviously, you know, a lot of history of music, especially percussion.
Yes, they do. A lot of drums, man. Yes, they do.
Yeah, right. And so they brought over their traditions, and then it mixed with the Spanish traditions, and it became this sound. Now, they were freed in the late 1800s, and so this sound really developed after that in the sort of the slums of Havana. And it's kind of a that's a pretty common theme, right? That the music comes out of sort of the poorer areas, people who are spend a lot of time together, gather together. This was music that they developed, and then it sort of took on a life of its own, and it's been, and then it jumped over to where my family's from Puerto Rico, and was taken there too. So it's a sound that's, and a rhythm that's kind of the basis for a lot of Latin music and even a lot of sort of ballroom music you hear now.
Oh, come really? It gets some the elements from rumba.
Yep. So if you research and you look at what rumba is, you'll find that it's that sort of the basis of the sound has been adopted by a lot of other sounds and rhythms and other types of music. But this is a very strong cultural piece to the, at least the Hispanic or Caribbean Hispanic lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
And my father, who started this thing with his really good friend, Mike Abreu, who unfortunately passed away this past year, they're big, they're salsa guys. They call themselves salseros.
Salsero? How do you say that?
Salsero.
Salsero.
Salsero. Yeah, so they're deep into salsa. They collect the music. They discuss the music. They hang out, listen to the music. And this is something, that's because they grew up in the time in the 60s, the 70s, when it was very, very, very big. And so probably 13, 14 years ago, they started to see that this sound, this rumba sound, was starting to lose kind of the importance in music. It was being pushed out. There are a lot of other sounds that are coming in. Reggaeton is big, merengue, even the salsa that has a rumba influence.
Influences, yeah.
Was changing its sound as well. And it's, I mean, as you can see, even in hip hop and rap, a lot of the commercialization of it changes.
You're right.
The feel of it.
Absolutely right? Right. Yeah.
Right. So you look at hip hop and rap that came back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. It was totally different than what you hear now.
It sure was.
Right. And those like you, like me, that listen to the stuff that we grew up with, and then we listen to the stuff now, I'm sure you have discussions of what's better, what's worse. Right.
Yeah. Everything changes,
so anyway,
man.
Yeah, so it does change. It does change. So just sort of short-circuit it. 12 years ago, they said, you know what? We're going to bring this back to the community. We're going to put on a free concert, bring in rumberos from around. We brought in local groups, and just we tried to get just a name that people might know to come in and play. And we actually started in a parking lot down on Park Street, down closer to West Hartford.
Yep.
But then it's grown over the years to the point where last year we had it in front of a church over in Hartford, in a huge, it's a huge yard, big concert. We put it on. It's like 6 hours. We have like six different groups with a headline group every year. We bring in different people, big names. But obviously this year, we couldn't do that for the people.
Right. Virtual.
So we came in and we couldn't do that. And we weren't sure what we were going to do. And then unfortunately, Michael Bray passed away. And we said, well, you know what? We got to do this. And so we worked with some people and we were able to put together a virtual concert.
That's amazing. You guys are going to keep it going.
We're going to keep it going. So we were able to get Eddie Montalvo and his band. He just came out with a new CD. He used to play with Fanny All-Stars.
Yeah.
Ray Gonzalez, who's a local legend around here, but he's amazing. He's got an amazing group. Pichi Perez, Luisito Carrion, a bunch of others. And we're doing it in honor of Mike. And so what we're going to do is we put this together. It's already recorded, mixed, everything. It's scheduled to go tomorrow at 3 o'clock to anybody who wants to log in and watch. And they can go to the Facebook page, Roomba Festival New England /Hartford. And on YouTube, you can go to Roomba Festival NE for New England, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
At 3 o'clock, we're going to put it on to all those who want to see. It's an amazing, amazing concert. I've watched it. The music is top notch. The production is really good. So we're excited that we were able to do this for the people and keep the tradition going. This is our 12th year, and hopefully next year it'll be the 13th year, but in person.
That's amazing. 12 years you guys have been doing it, and this year is virtual. Everything is virtual, but I'm sure it's going to be a great show. So we want you guys to definitely log in and check it out. I'm going to log in. Maybe I can steal some dance moves. I need some new moves, Matt.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Never too old to learn, right?
You're right. Let me ask you a question. As far as the younger generation with the reggaeton, what can they learn from this type of music that was created so long ago? What can they take from this music?
Well, I mean, they can take the rhythm itself. So if you listen, so the rumba, the bass is the conga, right? The drums that you see the people that have behind between their legs, and they're probably 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they're hitting them. So that you listen to that rhythm, that bass. And when that bass line, right? And
yep.
you're gonna understand, okay, I hear that in almost all Latin music.
It's the backbone. Right? It's the backbone.
It's like the backbone. And it will maybe hopefully open their mind to other types of music. Because we all know, right, when you're talking about mumble rap or
yeah.
other rap, like people are into mumble rap or other rap. And then they're introduced to a different type of music, but it's hard for them to get there. But once they're introduced, they're like, hey, there's something else out there.
There's something else there.
Right? It's kind of the same thing. So with the younger generation, they're like, I like what I like. But, you know, and that music is my grandparents' music or my father's music or whatever. I have my music. Well, just take a listen.
All right.
You might find that, hey, this stuff is good, too.